Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Kavita told Kimal that therapy was helping her to deal with panic attacks she experienced because of Uncle Roy's abuse years before. He said that drug use was helping him to deal with it. Ralph was caught and denied raping Maria, saying it was a young man with whom she was involved. A very angry Danny and Jacob wanted to settle the matter right there, but villagers insisted he be handed over to the authorities. As we return, Shelley is visiting Unique.
98.1 Hot FM.
It's all blowing in front here, sir. Shelley?
Hi, Unique. I'm coming in.
Okay.
Hi girl, I come down with a cold. I said it's a good thing I test negative for TB because I would have worried.
Okay.
But I said I was going to call you. But by I was passing, I said, let me just stop, yeah?
Okay.
I hope I ain't interrupting nothing.
Nah, I was just browsing. Sit down now.
Thanks. Kevin home?
No, he gone and visit his mother.
Okay. Well, it's something I want to talk to you about.
What? You see me husband with another woman?
What?
I'm just kidding.
Like you and Kevin got problems?
No. We good. Some would say too good.
And there's a bad thing?
No. But sometimes you know when these men doing things behind your back, they just overcompensate.
Kevin is not a type.
You're right. I have a great husband.
Yeah. You're lucky, Unique. Mm. Anyway, I want to talk to you about a friend.
Okay.
She's newly diagnosed with HIV and she ain't taking it well at all.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I don't want to say it's who just yet. I wanted to discuss it with you first, then I can talk with her.
Okay.
Well, I know you've been living with HIV since in your teens.
Yep.
I know you've probably been through it all. From the shock of first being diagnosed, to the grief, to the fear, and finally acceptance.
You got it right. It's not an easy journey, but help is available.
Well, my friend is handling it well. She's depressed, angry, she's blaming herself.
How she got infected, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, full disclosure, She's a sex worker.
Oh, so she got it through work?
Well, there's the thing. We ain't sure. She also been in a relationship for almost 6 years.
Oh.
And they don't use condoms.
I see.
So, she's saying that she's used condoms with all her clients. She's very careful. So, initially, she was 100% sure that it's her partner that gave it to her. But now she ain't so sure. I wondering if a condom could have slipped off or if a client could have taken it off. It's a whole mass of confusion.
Real pickle indeed.
Look, I just wanted somebody to talk to she that she could relate to. She got me and she a few other friends, but none of we in HIV positive.
I got you.
So, would you be willing?
Of course. Shelly, I know how important it is to have a village around you when you're HIV positive, especially if you're newly diagnosed.
Although there is no treatment for HIV, the reality is that it is still life-changing, and it is still a disease. If you don't get in treatment and stay on the treatment and live a healthy lifestyle, chances are you can develop AIDS and possibly die.
Yeah.
Thanks for agreeing to talk to she. I'm going over by she now, and if she agrees, I'm gonna call you.
Okay, no problem.
Here on 93.1 Real FM.
Is we a cooking, Robin? It's smelling good.
Shelly, I wake up in a mood to cook today. I did mac and cheese, baked chicken, some vegetable rice, and some lovely sweet and sour fish, garden salad, and a mac cheesecake.
Wow, 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 wow. What are we celebrating?
Life, I guess. I just needed to do something to get out of me head.
Oh, girl.
You want me to shout for you?
Don't fight up yourself. I can serve myself. Diana, Christopher gonna be heaven when they see all this food.
You know.
And I can take some home for my loving husband.
Ignatius know he able.
Anyway, it's something I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
I talked to Unique. I didn't call your name, but I told her I got a friend who is newly diagnosed with HIV. And I asked if she'd be willing to talk with you.
Oh.
So, we think you can talk with her?
Me ain't got no problem with her, Shelly. I need all the help I could get right now. Physically, I getting better, but me mental need to catch up.
Good. You want to call Unique now?
Let me take a quick shower first.
Alright, good. In the meantime, I gonna walk up this food.
Thank you for agreeing to talk with me, Unique.
Problem, Robin. So how are you coping?
Not the best. Some days up, some days down. It's HIV and tuberculosis I got diagnosed with one time.
If you develop TB because you're HIV positive, it could mean you've had HIV for a while. You never used the test?
The thing is, because I was so strict with my condom use, I never really test regular. The last time I actually took a test was almost 6 years ago, when me and me partner de getting into a relationship. And at the time, I was negative.
So why you never went for a test after that?
Because I use condoms with all me clients. Machu is the only man I had unprotected sex with in all these years. I say I safe, and I never really like going to the doctor and them things.
But you see, there's a problem a lot of people got, Robin. They don't go and do regular checks, and by the time you realize you need to go, it's too late.
I ain't gonna lie, Unique. I'm struggling. Struggling to accept that this is really my life.
I understand. You ever, like you go to bed and when you wake up the next day, you think the whole thing about getting diagnosed with HIV was just a dream?
Oh, yes.
Sometimes you even convince yourself that reality is not real. And the dreams that you're free of HIV are actually reality.
Oh gosh, Unique, you understand.
Yep. 15 years I'm living with it, you know.
You strong girl. You're an inspiration.
Even though it's been so long, sometimes I still go through periods of depression.
Okay.
Just the other day, I had it real rough. Feeling completely hopeless.
So, what you do for feel good again?
Robin, if it wasn't for my family and friends and my support group, I might have been a dead woman.
Okay.
You join any support group yet?
Not yet.
Robin, you should. It help?
The clinic got a support system, and they told me about the buddy system.
Yeah, like, homie, you talking now? I can be your buddy if you want.
That would be nice. I feel comfortable talking with you.
Okay.
I'm so angry though, Unique. I tell myself that I should have just... I don't know. Like, I feel... If I was living reckless, you know, like having sex without a condom with everybody and just not caring what happened to me.
Yeah.
I feel like if that was the case, maybe I would be more able to accept this.
Well, in my case, I became infected because my abuser molested and raped me. He was my mother's boyfriend.
That's sick, Unique.
He went to prison for it, but he's out now, and when I first learned he was out, this will send me into this last period of depression.
Okay.
But Robin, trust me. Once you got a good support system, you stick to your treatment, you're going to have a healthy and long life. HIV is not going to stop you.
Well, it's nice to hear though. But in me mind, I ain't there yet. I ain't there yet at all.
Once you're determined to live with HIV, you will get there. Trust me, I understand exactly where you're at. But it will get better.
Look at you, friend. Looking good, smelling good. Like it's a big night planned, Christopher.
Dion, when you got proper people in your life, they just carry you on dates.
Just be careful out there, right? Some of these men crazy.
Well, I've been talking to this guy long enough, and I think by now I would have recognized if he crazy.
Listen, if I didn't see you come back by a certain time, I calling you.
I might be spending the night out.
Well, here, what? I got something for you.
Wait.
But for real, though, be careful, right, Christopher?
You know me, Robin. Safety first.
This is for you, darling.
Really? Condoms, Dion?
It shows I love you, me friend.
Thanks, but I have my own. Besides, I don't use that brand. Latex condoms are 95% effective, while them other non-latex ones is only 75% effective. We're sticking to latex.
We're getting schooled.
I'ma see y'all later.
You need to introduce me to this man soon.
Soon.
You all right, Christopher?
Yeah, Sean. But gosh, I don't understand why every bar you go to in Ghana, they got to play the music so loud.
It's the culture, man.
But it's too loud.
Alright, you ready for Beat Out?
Yeah.
My place, right?
Yeah.
Good.
But before we go,
what's up?
Like I told you, I only practice safe sex. I always use condoms.
Inga, worry about nothing. I clean, and plus, I'm on prep.
You really got on prep and didn't tell me? Which one? The daily or just the events one?
Yeah, the daily, man. Surprise!
Okay, well, I'm not on it yet. And at the end of the day, we never went and did a test together.
Wham, you don't trust me?
I trust you, but I love my life and safety more.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Do you know that 25% of adults with epilepsy experience social stigma? Epilepsy is not contagious and cannot be spread from person to person like an infection. It is treatable. Up to 70% of people with epilepsy can become free from seizures with the appropriate diagnosis and use of available, cost-effective anti-seizure medicines. With the right treatment and support, people with epilepsy can go to school, work, and pursue hobbies. End the stigma and discrimination against people with epilepsy.
Tuberculosis can be spread when a person with the disease coughs, sneezes, speaks or sings, and someone healthy inhales the droplets. TB prevention includes wearing masks, coughing in your elbows, washing your hands, and eating nutritious foods that boost your immune system. Watch your alcohol intake and know that smoking increases your risk. Persons with cancer or diabetes should get screened regularly as these conditions increase your risk for TB. If you have been exposed to TB at home or in a public place, get screened today.
A message from the Ministry of Health National Tuberculosis Program with support from Global Fund.